That's interesting, the case that you describe. How old is the patient?
He's a young man. He's in his early 40s.
Yeah, I mean, when you describe that, I'm thinking to myself, young patient, young patient. Do you take this approach in the older patients also?
I think that's more variable. Let me just say, I think we're a little slower to pull the surgical trigger in an older patient with comorbidities. For instance, an older patient can certainly take a wedge resection. You have a single focus of metastatic disease to the liver. That's not a big deal. A trisegmentectomy, that's a big deal. And those are things you have to be fairly choosy about. As a general rule, just thinking out loud, I would say the older patient would have to show very favorable biology and have tolerated their cytotoxic therapy well. If you have an older patient who's a little borderline, who doesn't do well, you know, they get admitted with dehydration or problems related to cytotoxic therapy, the surgeons are not going to be too happy signing up to take that patient on. And so it's a combination of tumor burden, what would be the extent of surgery, and the hardiness of the older patient. We wouldn't upfront exclude an older patient, but you get past your late 60s, mid-60s is okay. You're getting into your late 60s, early 70s, you have to demonstrate a good reason that you've demonstrated this patient can take it. For instance, I have an older lady who had a stage 3 colon cancer, treated appropriately with adjuvant therapy. She then developed a single focus of metastatic disease that a outside surgeon did not believe was resectable, but ablatable. So she underwent an ablation. And she came to us with rim enhancement around the ablation site. And this is a difficult problem with ablation, is that many times in the sort of the margin of injury, but not necrosis, that's a very ripe environment for the tumor to sort of redevelop. And so she developed clearly progressive rim enhancement around her ablation site.
Markers going up also?
Her markers were going up. And I don't recall if we did a PET scan in that situation, but we actually watched it because her initial scan was equivocal. But at 2 months later, again, this is the sort of let's observe things, the enhancement became worse. There was clear progression of this margin of enhancement. She's 74 years old. She was given FOLFIRI and Avastin, tolerated it beautifully, and had a response. No hospitalizations, was able to, what I would call, walk through the chemotherapy. And between the response that she had and her tolerance of the chemotherapy, she, in fact, went to the OR at our institution and had this area resected. I can't speak to the technical issues. This was a technically challenging case. But in terms of her ability to get through the operation, she did great.